This is a joke. It has to be a joke. It cannot be anything else. Susan Wojcicki from YouTube has won a free expression award. When you look through this free expression award, which here it is, you begin to realise how corrupt and how self-flatulating these things are. Self-flatulating. Anyway, this is Jeremy Poole, the family man. Like, share and subscribe. The Free Expression Awards. Wow. Celebrating the world champions of free expression. Right on, brother. Free speech. My channel. Yay. I want to get one of those. And hosted by Leslie Holt. Oh, great. NBC. Free expression. Yay. And you can watch it on YouTube. You can't watch my stuff on YouTube because you're banned for free expression. And guess who? There she is. One of the honorees this year. The honorees. Should be in. See it, the honorees. There she is. Susan Wojcicki. What a brilliant. Let me just change myself over to the other side because you can't see Susan Wojcicki with me sitting there, can you? Put myself over there. There we are. There she is, Susan Wojcicki. What, she is so brilliant. There she is. YouTube CEO. Let's have a look at these awards. Let's see. The channel has done more to cut free speech and cut any opinion that doesn't agree with theirs off the World Wide Web. This is what it's about. Whatever they tell you they're doing, you can guarantee they're doing quite the opposite. Free Expression Festival. Wow. Lots of conversations and different things. I wonder, a steering committee. Ah, this will show who's in charge and who makes the decisions here. Some nice people on there. Wolf Blitzer. Oh, my God. Connie, who else is on there? So, honorary host committee. Now, this tells a bit more. You've got on there Amy Klobuchar, Nancy Pelosi, Democratic Leaguer Charles Schumer. Democratic Leaguer Charles Schumer and House Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Then they are not politically biased, are they, those two? Sponsored by YouTube. So, the head of YouTube wins a prize for free expression sponsored by YouTube, and honorary host committee is the Democratic Party, basically. I don't think if I try to make up such lying shit, fact check me, as this, I could. It would be very, very difficult. They probably ask, oh look, they're asking for support because they haven't got enough money. YouTube sponsors this. The Democratic Party sponsors this. So this actually shows all along how the Democratic Party and YouTube are in each other's pockets. And it's written on there. The committee of this are the head of the Democratic Party. And they give one of their minions, Susan Wojcicki, an award. There he is. There she is. Could be here, I suppose, tomorrow. And if anybody follows YouTube, you know how many, many people have been taken off. How much free speech has been stamped on. Anybody who disagrees with the World Health Organization, disagrees with the science, any other scientists, get off. Susan Wojcicki is Marxist, fascist, whatever you want to call it, in terms of free speech. But yet she gets an award. On that list, tell you who I didn't see. Who didn't we see? We didn't see Edward Snowden on there. We didn't see anybody from WikiLeaks on there. We didn't see Julian Assange on there. We didn't see anybody that has a different point of view on there. No. Susan Wojcicki, the head of Big Brother Watch. Anyway, like, share and subscribe. Truth is treason in the empire of lies. And that video says it all. You be good. Look after yourselves. Bye. All right, how's it going? Yesterday, I told you about Susan Wojcicki having the Free Expression Awards for freedom of speech and free expression off the sponsored by YouTube, presented on YouTube. And it showed an enormous lack of self-awareness or just don't care. But I thought today I'd have a look at the actual video and see how it got on. And this is it. It's an appalling video. and look at the like to dislike ratio. You will never ever see. It was worse yesterday because it only had 2 likes and 2,000 dislikes. But this is a 99.7% dislike ratio. Who the 27 were that liked this is beyond me. Now, if this doesn't give YouTube a sense of shame, a sense of how what people and how people think about this is beyond me. 26,000 views and almost 10,000 of those disliked it. You will never get those ratios. I jumped and took a look at the most disliked ratios in the history of YouTube. The worst one I could find was Cuties, which if anybody's seen that, it's horrible, horrible, 96.27. This is up at 99.7. Even worse than Cuties, which is awful. The number one, according to this, because it's got the most dislikes with millions, is also a YouTube Rewind. They own that they spent millions producing. And number six, YouTube Rewind. These kind of companies will never learn that they're lies. We see through them. And you look through there. Speaking as a YouTube creator, YouTube is not free speech. If you defy them, they take away your ads. They take away your channel, Mr. Obvious. Just like the North Korea award show. I censored many people, then looked at myself in the mirror, then gave myself an award for such a good job. Ratbiker, perfect. I like that. I censored many people, then looked at myself in the mirror and gave myself an award for such a good job. That is perfect, Ratbiker. The irony of a blind girl giving this award away is not lost on me. Yeah. None so blind as those who cannot see or will not see. Yeah, the show is sponsored by YouTube. Free expression. Spends 90% of the time talking about how they detect and silence what they don't like. It goes on and on and on. I think there's 3,000 comments. Not one single good comment. They lied to us. How do they make sure everyone has a voice? Everyone except the tens of thousands of creator students as deplatformed for wrongthink. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. It goes on, and some of these are so funny, but it shows that the people do not believe this shit. Award, Susan Wojcicki for free expression is like giving Mousy Tongue a Nobel Peace Prize. And it goes on and on and on. And I could go on, but I'm not going to. All I'd like you to do is like, share, and subscribe. And remember, truth is treason in the empire of lies. It's like one of my favourite songs when I was a youngster, Hotel California. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Please, Odyssey and BitChute. Perhaps in a few months I'll go back onto YouTube, but they won't let me on any long because I will not silence myself. I will not self-censor. And you shouldn't. Just remember, question everything. Question everything I say. Question everything they say. And like, share, and subscribe. You be good. Look after your family. Bye.